In Iraq, a U.S. soldier was killed today near the city of Samarra. The death came in the latest attack on military and civilian personnel from the nations belonging to the U.S.-led coalition. In recent weeks, Spanish, Japanese, South Korean, and Colombian citizens have been killed, but no U.S. ally has backed the war more fervently than Britain or suffered more for it. 52 of its citizens have died since the war began, and some Britons have fiercely criticized their Prime Minister, Tony Blair, for his diplomatic and military support of the U.S. Yesterday, I spoke with Britain's ambassador to the United States, Sir David Manning. He's visiting Los Angeles. We talked about the criticisms directed at Mr. Blair and other challenges in the special relationship between the U.K. and the U.S.
Mr. Ambassador, if I may begin here with a bit of popular culture. There's a movie out now called Love, Actually. In it, Hugh Grant plays the British Prime Minister. At a press conference, he tells the U.S. president that there can be no special relationship when the U.S. acts as a bully. Now, an American friend of mine saw this film in London about a week ago, and at that line, the audience cheered. Why are your countrymen cheering at that?
Well, I can't answer you about that particular incident, but I've just been back 10 days ago for President Bush's state visit. And we were told before that visit that there would be massive demonstrations and objections to the president coming. And actually there weren't. And I think what you saw in that visit was a celebration of a relationship. And I think that that response to the president is actually far more typical than what you have just described to me.
There were fairly large demonstrations in the streets of London, people protesting not just American policy in Iraq, but the very presence of the head of the American government in London.
Yeah, but protests and demonstrations in London are not unusual. And I think if you look back to the scale of the protests and demonstrations in the spring, they were much bigger than the demonstrations against the president last week before last. Out of a population of 60 million, we need to keep some sense of perspective about this.
Where do you think the overall British public is in terms of how long they are willing to support the current ongoing Allied presence, if you will, in Iraq?
I suspect people in Britain are aware that it will take some time. Now, Prime Minister Blair, just like the American president, has said we don't want to be there a day longer than we've got to be, but nor are we going to leave a day earlier than we should. And I don't think it's really helpful at this stage to say when that will be, except that we will push it forward as quickly as we can. But I don't think any country can recover after 30 years of what it suffered from Saddam in a matter of months. So I think we have to accept that we will have to be there for a bit yet.
Let me turn to a couple of other subjects, if I may. Steel tariffs. There's word today that the Bush administration is considering pulling back the steel tariffs that it had imposed almost 2 years ago. Is that a reflection of the president's visit to see Mr. Blair last week? Do you know if they discussed the subject of the steel tariffs?
Well, they certainly discussed it because, of course, we've been asking ever since the steel tariffs were imposed to have them taken off again. But I think it's also about the American timetable. I think the president was always going to review them early in December. British government is very keen to promote free trade as far as possible, as widely as possible, and believes that's the multiplier in terms of international prosperity. So I hope very much that we will see the steel tariffs lifted.
On that lines, Mr. Ambassador, there is another decision taken by the administration, at least we are reading and hearing about it today, that there will be release of up to 100 prisoners from Guantanamo. 9 of those are British citizens, and I just wonder again if this might be a result of this special relationship that the U.S. president is listening to what Mr. Blair has to say.
Well, it's certainly been something they've discussed, but I don't think that the president's decisions flow directly from the most recent discussions in London, and I don't know at this stage whether the final arrangements have been worked out, but it is something that's certainly been under discussion between the two governments over a long period.
There have been attacks on symbols of the British government in the Middle East and certainly in Iraq. How is it that Mr. Blair is showing a lot of steadfastness here in the face of those? They're pretty serious attacks.
Well, they certainly are serious attacks, and of course he's very concerned. But Prime Minister has been clear throughout that this was the right thing to do, and the last thing that we can do in a place like Iraq is to be frightened out of the right policy. And he will not be intimidated by the violence. Indeed, I think his view is it just shows that the challenge to free societies by fanatics is one that we simply must face up to.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Well, thank you very much.